Okay, so the album One-on-One was originally supposed to be released in June, and it didn't end up coming out until September. Can you talk to us a little bit about why it ended up being delayed?
Yeah, well, the only issue was that I got sick. I got I wasn't COVID or anything. It was actually a thing called shingles, which is a very unpleasant virus that attacks the nerves in the skin. Mm-hmm. But it can be quite debilitating, and so I lost some time in the studio. I had a schedule, and we were bang on schedule, but unfortunately, that knocked me back for a few weeks, and I'm fine now, but it meant that we missed our various slots for the June release. So, but it's out now, and I'm getting a very good response to it, which is very encouraging.
Yeah.
And onwards and upwards.
Tell me a little bit about the songs or maybe the tone of the album. What can people expect from it?
Oh, so hard to describe music, but you know, that my influence over the years have always been basically roots music, you know, soul, rock and roll, country. And I made the album by myself in my little studio at home. I played all the instruments except for the horns. And I had no plan when I started to make an album. In fact, I had a whole year of touring lined up. But well, obviously, with the lockdowns and what have you, that put the kibosh on that. So I just went in my little studio at home and beavered away and came up with 9 new songs and 1 cover version. As I say, played all the instruments myself and produced it, mixed it. Right, clever dick, really.
So, I mean, really, it's probably fair to say that the pandemic had a pretty big influence on this album, would you say?
Well, yes, it did. I mean, it didn't. I didn't intend it to be that way. I mean, I very rarely start out with any kind of concepts or plan, but it kind of evolved that way. I mean, it's not a miserable album by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I'm not sort of. It's not all woe is me. A lot of it. It's quite upbeat and positive, which is unusual for me. But, you know, I've had a tremendous reaction to it. I even had a guy yesterday I was speaking to who finds it great for running. I mean, he was 83, but, you know, there
well,
you go.
He's running slowly, but that's okay. So, now, I mean, you've had a long, distinguished, and really a fascinating career in the sense that you've never really been a name that's in the forefront, or better yet, you've kind of kept a low profile. While, I mean, along the way, you've been the vocalist on some pretty serious hits, and you've had your hands in a number of well-known groups. But I'm wondering, you know, how do you feel when you look back at your career? Does it amaze you? Are you happy with how your career has unfolded?
Yeah, it does amaze me, to be honest with you. I mean, I was a young kid, grew up in the north of England, working class family, Sheffield, taught myself to play a few instruments, you know, completely self-taught. No right to expect to have the career like I have had. But so all in all, I'm, delighted to have made a career and a life in music. And I'm very grateful for that. I mean, I still think I could have done more and done better, and I keep trying to improve all the time. But it does sort of astonish me as well when I look back, and name all these people that I've played with. It's been fantastic.
Any favorite moments from your career? I know that's probably putting you on the spot. But,
oh God! Well, it is a bit because there's been so many. Yeah, you know, I mean, and there's still great moments and. Yeah. And ups and downs, you know, which you have to take the rough with the smooth, which I was always prepared to do. But, you know, there's some real big trophy moments, like singing live on Roger Waters' The Wall, live in Berlin back in the 80s, and having a few hits, a few Grammy nominations, things like that. But, you know, it's all the same as having a great gig somewhere in a little theater or a small club somewhere, then that's all equally as fun, you know.
What's going on right now with Paul Carrick, and what's next?
Well, I have this new album released, but at this moment in time, I'm actually on tour with playing in Eric Clapton's band. Mm-hmm. I play organ in his band at the moment. Mm-hmm. Well, I have been doing for the last 10 years, really, mm-hmm. on and off, doing his touring, but also sustaining my own band. I have my own band at home in the UK, mm-hmm. and we tour extensively mm-hmm. in the UK and Europe. I'd love to come over to United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is, it's a difficult, as you've mentioned, I'm not, my name is not that well known, but yeah. you have to tell the whole story, and you mentioned the songs, you know, How Long, Living Years, yeah. Love Will Keep Us Alive, and people kind of recognize the voice, but they don't recognize the name. I'm an independent artist, you know, mm-hmm. we're a kind of corner shop outfit, but it's worked really well for us in the UK, you know. But it's a bit tricky over here because it's so big, you know, so vast.
Oh, I bet it is. Well, I tell you what, I mean, you're a household name for me, but I'm a child of the 80s, so it wasn't very hard for me. But you're done. That's it. I very much appreciate you taking this time. I know you're a busy guy, so yeah, it's been my pleasure, Paul.
Okay.
All right.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.